Based on the numbers, it looks as though the newly formed Adopt-A-Trail Ambassador Program in Vail this spring was a success. 20 volunteers put in a total of 105 hours of trailhead education at seasonally closed trails. Michelle Wolf coordinates the program.
The Ambassador Program came about because the U.S. Forest Service was asking for help with how can we keep people off the trails. And there's an awful lot of trail poaching, so to speak, so people who were on the trails when they were closed, which has a huge impact on our wildlife. We don't think people really do it on purpose. It's more about education. So by putting somebody at the trailhead saying, hey, by the way, this is closed because, it really will cut back on that abuse.
Jennifer Pruce, a wildlife biologist with the Forest Service, says the goal of the Ambassador Program is to reduce the human impact on deer and elk from April to mid-June.
In the spring, they basically follow like what's called the green wave, like the vegetation as it's greening up along the hillsides. And that's like really high protein forage, and it helps them fatten up, recover from the winter months, and also take care of their young, raise and feed their young, and grow antlers too.
Michelle Wolf said most of the hikers contacted at the trailheads were very positive and supportive of the Ambassador Program.
Like 75% of the people were happy to hear about the information that was shared. There was like 20% that were so-so, and then there was only like 3% that were kind of aggressive about it, like, I drove here just for this trail kind of thing, which we expected. There's not always going to be all happy campers out there. But no, I think for the most part, it was very well received. In Town of Vail, we have four sections of North Trail. We divided it up into fours because they feed in and out of neighborhoods. A lot of people are walking their dogs on those in the morning. They're used to it. Buffer Creek and Sun of Middle aren't as abused because they're tucked back just enough. But the North Trail, I think because of its vicinity to all the neighborhoods, does get a significant amount of abuse.
I think it's a really cool, proactive way for us to engage the community, to get that buy-in, to want to help wildlife.
Amanda Zinn, who works for the Town of Vail, was one of the volunteer ambassadors.
Well, we're not there to police. We're really there just to be a friendly face, just to remind people that the trail is closed.
It's where they actually contacted 441 people at those trailheads. So that doesn't necessarily mean they were going onto the trail, but at least they were educated. They also witnessed that there was 149 cars at the trailhead. That does kind of imply that those trails are still being used, which is unfortunate. The only people that were seen on the closed trails were 31 in that time frame, and we did see 15 dogs on the trail. Dogs are a big deal because they're not usually on leash.
The more hikers and dogs we have out there, that means more disturbance to deer and elk. We're flushing them off of their food source, and it's not really giving them the time they need to recover from the winter months and to raise their young.
What encouraged me to do it was I just love the trails and I want to see them protected. I want to see our wildlife protected.
The program will resume again for this winter's closures on November 8th with an ambassador training session at the Forest Service headquarters north of Minturn. If you're interested in participating in the program this winter or next spring, contact Michelle Wolf at ecadoptatrail@gmail.com.
We've been seeing some declines in some of the local herds, and this is a really cool way to basically put that talk to action. A number of people in the community have talked to me about how they are concerned about the local herds, and this is a really interesting way, I think, that people can volunteer, help out the Forest Service, and help out the local wildlife.
Of course, when you're enjoying a trail that's open, remember these things. Stay on the trail, avoid shortcuts, carry out what you carry in, and keep dogs under voice control or on a leash.